Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning for another opportunity in the house of the Lord to worship with one another, and truly our fellowship is with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word brings light. Can somebody say amen? Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We pray, as always, that you will glorify yourself in the message of the Lord this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. I love it when people are excited. Oh, yeah. When people are excited about the name of the Lord, that's a great thing. And if you know, when you come to the house of the Lord, you know, I love it when people are excited. And if I say something, you know, this morning, you know, that gladdens your heart, you're free to shout. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you're free. You know, the Bible says, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. You know, so, you know, it's okay to shout the praise of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, wings of healing. Now, that's wings of healing this morning. I'm going to start in Malachi, and I have a prophetic utterance that I'm going to give sometime in this message from the Lord. Perhaps maybe towards the end or something like that, you know. But the Lord gave me a word, and I'm going to keep that word this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to start in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. Now unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Oh my. Oh, I don't think you are hearing the word of the Lord this morning. Now let me say that to you again. Now let me declare it to you again. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son, that's S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth, and you shall grow up as calves of the star. And I'm going to explain to you what that last phrase means in this message here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me establish this right away, that it is God's will to heal you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when we call him healer, we call him by his name. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he will heal not only your health, the sickness and the disease, but he'll heal everything about you. He'll heal your emotions. Hallelujah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. That means he'll heal the depression. He'll heal the emotions. He'll heal everything. Praise God. He'll heal even your finances if you listen to the word of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to establish right away. And in this message, I'm going to talk about some things here. I'm going to, first of all, establish that it is God's will to heal you. I'm going to settle that this morning. Praise God. And I was going to tell you, you know, some other things that God wants you to understand, you know, in order for you to receive not only your healing, but for you to be able to grow up as calves of the stall. You know, that means for you to flourish and have an abundant life in Christ. So we're going to talk about that this morning. Let me start here by telling you that it is the will of God to heal you. In Matthew chapter 8, and I'm going to read verses 2 and 3. Now, there, like this man right here, you know, so many people ask the same or think the same. So this man, you know, he came. The Bible said there was a leper in Matthew 8 and 2 that came and worshipped him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, now worship. Oh, yeah. So he came and he worshipped. He's already on the right path right there, by just worshiping the Lord. But he said, you know, but he was wondering in his heart. He said, Lord, you know, I've been in this condition with this leprosy, you know, and so forth. You know, I don't know, you know. But I know that if it is your will, see, if Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole. Now that's what he said to Jesus. Lord, if you will, if it be your will. And a lot of people, you know, when they're sick, they're saying the same thing. They say, perhaps it's not the will of God. Maybe it is the will of God for them to be sick. Well, you know, we're going to put that to rest this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, maybe it's the will of God and so forth like that. Well, let's see what Jesus has to say about it. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. And that's his answer every single time. I will. You know, so you don't need to worry whether it's his will. It is his will to heal you. And Jesus said, I will. Be thou clean. Oh my. And immediately. That's immediately. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Immediately. His leprosy was cleansed. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, I don't know what it is that you have in here this morning. Well, leprosy is as bad as it gets. You know, I mean, you know, but immediately, oh my, new flesh came upon his skin. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Now, the Bible says in 3 John, the epistle of John, the third epistle, and verse 2, he said, there's only one chapter in that book, he said, I will, above all things, that you prosper and be in health. He wants it for you. Even as your soul prospers. You know, God is not glorified in your sickness. But God is glorified when you are healed. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. Oh my. You know, in the Bible, I'm going to tell you one story here. You know, I've got a few scriptures to read here, but I won't preach very long because I'm going to give a prophetic declaration, you know, at the end of this message for somebody. And God's going to do something for you. Amen? Amen. You know, but there was a man, praise God, that was born blind, the Bible says, for all his life, almost 40 years, he was born blind. And, but one day, one day, when Jesus met him, all of that was fixing to change. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And that story is in John chapter 9. Hallelujah. John chapter 9. And you can read all of that story, you know, but I'm not going to read all of it, you know, but I'm just going to say a few things about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in John chapter 9, this man was blind for many, many years. Oh my. And we see so many people in the Bible that were suffering their conditions for many years. Suffering their condition. Now notice I say condition. Amen. Praise God. Because even that condition is not permanent if you believe the Lord. If you believe the Lord, you know, he'll take care of that too. Praise God. You know, and then, you know, they would ask Jesus questions like, they asked him in chapter 9 of John and verse 2. The disciples came and asked him, you know, because they saw this man that was blind, you know, from his birth. And they said, Lord, who is it that sinned? Was it this man or his parents? Why was he born blind? You know, and Jesus said, neither had this man sinned, nor yet his parents. Oh my. Now that is one of the hardest sayings, this thing that I'm about to read, this next phrase. But that the works of God should be made manifest in him. You know, you say the works of God, he had to be blind, God was glorified in his blindness. Oh no. God was not glorified in his blindness, but the works of God were made manifest the day that he was healed. Hallelujah, somebody. And on the day that Jesus stepped upon the scene, you know, that was the end of that sickness. That was the end of that blindness. And Jesus said, "Believest thou that I am the Son of God?" Believest. And he said, "Oh yeah, help me, Lord." You know, and the next thing you know, this man's running all over the place. You know, and they challenged him even and said, "Well, you know, who made you whole?" You know, that man was a sinner that made you whole. And the man said, "Well, I don't know if he was a sinner or not. You know, but once I was blind, but now I can see." And you people here that call yourself the priests, you know, I've never seen any of you heal somebody that was born blind. But this man, oh yeah, if God wasn't with him, he couldn't heal me. He couldn't do nothing. But I know, oh hallelujah. One thing I know, I was once blind, but now I can see. Nobody take that testimony away from him now. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. Now those religious folks, they didn't care nothing about, you know, his condition. All they wanted to know was accuse the Lord. You know, they will accuse him of healing somebody on the Sabbath day. They will accuse all these kinds of things. They don't care anything about the Lord, you know. But, you know, the Lord wants you to know that it is his will to heal you and to set you free. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus himself declared, he said, "It is the devil, the thief, that comes to kill, to steal and to destroy." That's to steal your joy, destroy your faith, you know, it will kill you physically sometimes. He'll do that if he can, you know. But Jesus said, "I am come." That day, he's talking about his sheep. That my sheep might have life. And that more abundantly. Now, you cannot have abundant life when you are in sickness. And I get an amen on that. Oh yeah. You can't do anything for the Lord, you know, if you are bedridden. And if the devil torments you and so forth like that, you know. But God wants you to be free. God wants to heal every part of you. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. So that you can go forth as cows of the store and have an abundant life in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." The psalmist commanded his soul to bless the Lord. Oh, now some of you need to command your soul to bless the Lord when you are feeling down. When you are down, you got to command the soul to bless the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 42, he said, "Why art thou disquieting within me, O my soul? I will yet praise him for the health of his countenance." Oh my. And he stirred up his own soul. He talked to his soul and said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. I forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, and who healeth all of my diseases." Can you say hallelujah to that? That's present continuous tense. Healeth. That means he continues to heal. Hallelujah. He continues to heal all of your sicknesses and your diseases. Hallelujah. Not only that, he retains your life from destruction. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Oh, and he satisfied your mouth with good things. He renews your youth like the eagles. All of these things are the things that God wants to do for you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, where does sickness come from? Where does sickness come from? You know, well, you know, there are many reasons why sickness will come, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, if we don't take care of our bodies and so forth like that, the devil will take advantage of that, you know, and he will afflict you, you know, if you don't take care of your body. You know, if you put the wrong things in your body all the time, or you don't take care of, you know, some things, you know, devil might take advantage of that. But I want you to know that sickness is never from God. If you believe that, you can say amen. If you think that your sickness is from God, then you better not pray. Amen. Because if God put that sickness on you, boy, you know, there's no prayer that's going to remove it. You know, so, but we want to let you know it is the enemy that does that. And I'm going to read a story to you here, you know, and sometimes, you know, some people think that, oh, it is because, they did something wrong, or somebody did something wrong, and somebody looking at them when they're afflicted and said they must have done something wrong. You know, that's why the sickness came upon them. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But there's a story in the Bible, in the book of Job. And in Job chapter 1, the Lord tells, you know, when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan came among them also. Oh yeah, that's like when you come to church. You know, the devil likes to come in the midst also. Anybody still with me? Oh yeah. But the Lord, he bragged about Job. Oh my. And he said, have you seen my servant Job? How that there is no one like him, a man that is upright, that fears God and eschews evil, that wouldn't have any part of evil. You know, and the Lord, he bragged about him. And that old devil, he said to the Lord, you know, of course he, you know, he fears the Lord. Of course he does all these things because you put, you know, your mercy upon him and your favor upon him. Well, but you know, you stretch forth your hand now and take off all of those good things that you bless him with, and he'll curse you to your face. You know, oh my, the audacity of the devil. You know, and he's the accuser of the brethren. How many of you know that? Amen. He is the accuser of the brethren. Amen. And so the devil, there was this contest going on between the Lord and the devil. And the Lord said, well, okay, we'll see about that. And so the devil went out and he did everything he could. You know, and you know, he put his hand against everything that Job had, you know, and still Job said, well, my goodness. He said, naked I came into this world, and naked I will go back. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. And the devil, he came back. He said, well, you know, so he came back to the Lord, and this is the part I want to read. He came back to the Lord in chapter 2 of Job. And he came back once again, and he said to the Lord, he said, well, you know, the Lord said, where are you coming from, oh Lucifer? He said, well, you know, I've been going to and fro the earth, you know, I'm parading up and down, so I'm looking for who to devour. Oh, that's right. You know, the Bible says your enemy, the adversary, your devil, the devil, your adversary, he's going about as a roaring lion, looking for whom he may devour. See? Now that tells you right there, I'm going to pause and bring this in, you know, I didn't plan to say this, but that tells you right there that you know, the devil cannot devour everybody. Amen? Amen. Because if he can devour everybody, he won't be looking, he'll just be devouring everybody. Amen. But he's looking for some simple, he's looking for some ignorant people that he can devour. Amen. You know, those are the people that the enemy can devour. But if you know your Redeemer, amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. If you know whom you have believed, hallelujah. And if you stay under the anointing, the enemy cannot devour you. Amen. But listen to what he said, you know. The Lord asked him again the same question. He said, well, you know, have you seen my servant Job and so forth like that? This is Job chapter 2. And, you know, here's what he said. Job chapter 2. As I considered my servant Job, verse 3, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man and upright and fearing God and eschewing evil, and holds fast his integrity. His integrity, he's holding it fast. In spite of all the things that you put your hand against him, you know, and so forth. Now listen to this statement in verse 3. Although thou movest me against him, see, don't destroy him for no reason. Without cause, the enemy, he moved God against Job. And that's why all those things came upon Job, you know. And God is putting it out here. I said, look, you moved him, you moved me against him for no reason at all. But in spite of all you did, he held to his integrity. And he, you know, has not blasphemed against me. And Satan said, well, you know, I'll tell you something. Well, you took away things that didn't touch him. But I tell you now, skin for skin. You know, you let me put my hand. See, the devil, he's got to take permission. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, God doesn't need permission from anybody. He is the Lord. Amen. You know, but the devil, he's got to take permission. You know, so he said, well, you let me go after his skin now. You know, and we'll see about all of that righteousness and faithfulness and integrity. You know, so the Lord said, okay, that's fine. You can do that, but don't touch his life. So the enemy, he brought the boils and different things. Sickness. He began to bring upon Job. Now that's where the sickness came from. And that's where sickness comes from. It comes from the enemy. Now it may be as a result of a test that God allows, like in this case. It could also be as a result of some carelessness, you know, that you did, and the enemy took advantage of it. You know, it could be whatever the cause may be, but it is from the devil. Amen. Now let me read to you in Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. There was this woman whom the Lord called a daughter of Abraham. Of course, this is one of those times, you know, that you know, the Lord, he would heal somebody, you know, on the Sabbath day, and the people would be grumbling and complaining about it. They didn't care anything about the welfare of the people. See, but the Lord said in verse 16 of Luke 13, ought not this woman, being a daughter, see, of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. Now that's Satan that bound this woman. That sickness is not from God. How many of you say amen? This woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years. Oh my. Shouldn't she be loosed? Oh my. Shouldn't she be loosed from her infirmity this very day? Even though it's a Sabbath day. You know, so that tells you that sickness is from the devil. That's not from the Lord at all. But here's one thing that Jesus, sickness is the works of the devil. But the Bible says that Jesus, in 1 John and 3, chapter 3 and verse 8, Jesus was manifested that he might destroy. That's destroy the works of the devil. Can somebody say amen? Well, if Jesus already manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil, do you think that Jesus got the job done? Amen. Did he get it done? Yeah. What did he say? Hanging upon the cross. He said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Oh, he got the job done. You know, the Bible says he took the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. I mean, all the imaginations of the devil against you, the Lord took it and he nailed it to the cross. He made an open show of principalities and powers. He spoiled the devil. He whooped him. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. Amen. The devil doesn't like it when I say that, but who cares? He is the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the devil. And the Lord is the one that gets the glory. Hallelujah. You know, amen. You know, and some devils are fixing to be cast out here this morning. Amen. Praise God. So the devil doesn't like it, but this is my Father's house. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You know, I don't allow no devils. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's what you ought to do, you know. You don't let no devil come into your Father's house. And I tell you where your Father's house is. The earth is the Lord's. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 and verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. That means the whole earth is my Father's house. Amen. So anywhere I see the devil, I'm going to cast him out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Because he's in my Father's house. Amen. Without invitation. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to get him out of there. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can take charge of your own body as well. Because your body is that temple that makes it the habitation of your Father. That temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't let no devil mess with you. Praise God. Now, sickness may attack your body sometimes because of some of these things that we've talked about. You know, but don't you ever let it get your mind. Can I get an amen on that? Because once that devil gets a hold of your mind, you know, then he got you. It's finished now. He got you. See, hallelujah. That's why the psalmist, he knows how to do that better than anybody else in that Bible. He said, oh, my soul! Amen. And he talked to his soul. He talked to his mind. The Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Yes. He'll stir up himself. He's not going to let the devil get to his mind. Amen. If you have some sickness in your body and so forth, you know, that's, your body may be sick, you know, but don't let it get to your mind. Amen. Praise God. You need to have the mind of Christ. the mind of Christ. And you say that Jesus has already been manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And I am healed in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Now Jesus, he came to destroy the works of the devil. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now that's the Holy Ghost and power. Praise God. And he went about doing good and healing. See? All that were oppressed of the devil. That's Acts 10 and 38. See? All the oppression, so sickness is from the devil. Oppression is from the devil. But Jesus is the one that brings healing. Yeah. Hallelujah. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, at even time, they brought unto him, you know, many, many, many folks that were impotent, you know, diseased of all kinds of things, and he healed them all. He healed them all. So that he might be fulfilled. That in his body, himself, he bore our infirmities. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 prophesied of it before. He said, you know, by whose stripes? Looking forward, you know, to the coming of the Lamb of Christ. Oh, he was looking forward to it, and he was prophesying that by his stripes we will be healed. And then one day, John the Baptist, he said, this is that Lamb of God. Oh, yes. This is that Lamb of God. Oh, my. And he came and he went upon that cross. And he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Peter, looking back in his epistle, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Looking back to what Christ did, he said, by whose stripes ye were healed. So it's no longer futuristic. Well, it was future for Isaiah's day. But Peter, you know, he was there when Jesus hung upon the cross. And he heard when Jesus said, it is finished. Yeah. Oh my. You know. Oh, he said, wow. By whose stripes we are already healed. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus did not only heal the sick, but he committed this same ministry of healing the sick and ministry of deliverance to his disciples. Hallelujah, somebody. Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And how did the Father send him? With the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah, somebody. And then Jesus, he gave his disciples some practice. You know, in Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, he sent them out in different places. And he said, you know, go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Now, I want to tell you something today. Any gospel that does not bring deliverance to the sick, that does not bring healing to the minds of people, that does not set people free by the power of the name of Jesus Christ, any such gospel is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 10 and verse 7. And in verse 8 he said, heal the sick. Amen. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead even. Hallelujah, somebody. Because freely you have received. Oh my, don't charge anybody for it. Don't tell them to put an offering before they get a healing. You know, that's nonsense. Freely you have received. And freely you will give. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh, and I tell you something, you cannot give what you don't have. I tell you that right now. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you something, I have received the mercy of God. I have received the healing virtue of God. Amen. Oh yeah. And I can give today by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Jesus said, this commandment I have received of my Father. You know what? This commandment I have received of the Lord also, to go and heal the sick. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh yes, praise God. And he also told them in John, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power. I want everybody to say power.
Power.
Over that devil. That's right. If you don't have anything else, you got power over the devil. You know, power over the devil. Power over all the power of the enemy. Sickness is the power of the enemy. Disease and affliction, those are the powers of the enemy. And Jesus said, I'm giving you power over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yeah. So he's giving us this commandment to do these things. And we believe that absolutely. Now, there are some things that you can do to avoid sickness. Altogether. You know, I know that if sickness strikes, the Lord will heal you. There is no question about that. See? Praise God. But there are some things that you can do to avoid the sickness altogether. And I'm going to give you some of those things here this morning. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, the Lord is going to make known to the people here that he is the Lord that healed them. The Lord, your healer, that will not put any of the sicknesses upon the Egyptians upon you. But here are some things that you have to do in order to be free of sickness. Listen to what he said. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. And if you will do that which is right in his eyes. Not only when you are at church, but especially when you are not at church.
Amen.
Amen. Not just when you come to church, you shout the victory. You know, you jump up and down and so forth. You speak in tongues and, you know, do all of these things. And then you go out and live like the devil. No, that's not doing that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. You must do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even as God called Abraham, even after 25 years, he still told him, Abraham, walk thou before me and be thou perfect.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody. That's something that God demands. He wants us to walk before him. He wants us to do that which is right in his eyes at all times. And he wants you to give ear to his commandments.
Amen.
And to keep all of his statutes. Now some of those statutes include health laws. That's right. Amen. Oh yeah, health laws. And if you don't keep his health laws, he's going to come back and bite you. You know. Then maybe you're going to have to get somebody like me to pray for you or the elders of the church. Because that's God's prescription. You see, that's his prescription. When you are not doing too well. In James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. He said, if any man is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed any iniquities, they shall be forgiven him. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you're sick, you call for the elders of the church. But you can do these things that are in Exodus 15 and 26 to avoid these sicknesses. He said, if you do these things, remember I said, if thou will do these four things, see, hearken to the voice of the Lord, do that which is right in his sight, keep his commandments and all his statutes. He said, then I will put none of these diseases upon you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Which are brought upon the Egyptians. God will not allow these diseases to come upon you. Praise God. Of course, the enemy is the one that the Lord uses when he wants to do that. You know, he'll use the enemy and so forth. You know, but that's for the people that are outside the kingdom of God. See, for the children of God, the Bible says, I know my thoughts towards you.
Amen.
Thoughts of peace and thoughts of good and not of evil. And I will give you an expected end. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Also in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25, he said, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy water and thy bread. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." But you see, first you've got to serve the Lord your God. And you have got to love him with all your heart. And then he will bless you. Hallelujah. "And there shall nothing cast their young, you know, or be barren." Oh, and he said, "The Lord, you know, he will fulfill your days." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 10 and verse 27, we are told that in that day, the yoke of the enemy shall be broken up of you because of the anointing of the Lord. And the anointing of God is present here to heal this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh yes. And we're going to break the yoke. The yoke that the enemy has put on you by sickness, by affliction, by depression, by whatever it is, will be broken this morning in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen. In Psalm 91, this is the other thing that you should do. You know, Psalm 91. You can read all of it, but I'm just going to read, you know, a few verses from Psalm 91 to show you how that you can have the wings of healing hovering over you, you know, and how you can, you know, here's what he says, you know, in Psalm 91 and verse 1. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." Oh my. So there is a secret place of the Most High. Oh, that's the place where he said, now is the time that the true worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Because he said, "The Father seeketh such to worship him." Hallelujah. Oh, in the secret place of the Most High, they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, yes. And listen to what he says in verse 4. "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings." That's the wings of healing that we're talking about this morning. "Unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Under his wings shall thou trust, and his truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." That's like bullets or any of these things. "You'll not be afraid of it, you know. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, sir. Or the destruction that wasted at noonday." You know, all of these things may happen. You know, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side. But it shall not come near thee. Because you are hearkening to the voice of the Lord. Because you are doing that which is right in his sight. Because you are following everything that he commands, and you are keeping his statutes, therefore he will put a shield of faith around you. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he will put a force field around you. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yes, so only with your eyes you will see, you know, you can hear it, you know, see it on television, or whatever, all the evil that's happening, but it shall not come near thee. Because you have made the Lord, oh my, which is my refuge, even the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil before thee. Praise God. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. It is the enemy that brings disease and sickness and all of these things. Praise God. But it is Jesus that brings healing. And also through his anointed servants, he brings healing and deliverance. Because he said, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." Praise God. Now I want you to stand to your feet in here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give a prophetic utterance for somebody in here this morning. Amen. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Now remember what he said in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, which is where we started. He said, "For, you know, unto you that fear my name, See, if you fear the name of the Lord, and you've heard me, you know, preach this many times here in this church about Hezekiah. And you can read it all, you know, in the book of Isaiah chapter 38. How that he was sick unto death, and how that the doctors gave him up, and how that the prophet of the Lord even gave him a death sentence. And he said, set your house in order, because you will die. You will not live. And you heard me say, Hezekiah said, Lord, somebody may be dying, but not today. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, because I have kept the commandment of the Lord. See? Because he kept the commandment of the Lord, and he brought his case, and he pleaded his case. He said, Lord, I have followed your statutes. I've cut down the high places of Baal. And you said to my father David that there shall not lack one man to sit upon your throne. And the answer of God came back and said, oh, hold on now, Isaiah. You go back and tell Hezekiah that God said the Lord God of your father David. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you have kept all my ways and done all of these things, I will add unto your years so many years. Even 15 years he gave him right there. Praise God. Can you give the Lord a hand clap for that? Hallelujah. And now behold, saith the Lord, as the sun rises daily and shineth in his strength, even so shall my glory radiate from the sun of righteousness unto those that fear my name, that ye may be strong in your body and in your mind, that you may flourish even in the health of thy body, saith the Lord that healeth thee. Can you give the Lord a praise for that? Oh yes. My goodness. Every day as the sun rises and shines in his strength, he said, even so shall my glory radiate from the sun of righteousness upon you that fear my name. That's those that fear his name. Now, if you fear the name of the Lord in here this morning, praise God. And I want to praise him up here and sing that healer song for me. We're going to change the order of his service now. If you fear the name of the Lord in here this morning, and if Satan has been tormenting you with any kind of sickness, or the doctors gave you any kind of report, well, see, we're going to put an end to that right now today in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that his yoke shall be broken off of you, yeah, and his burden shall be lifted up of you, yeah, because of the anointing that breaks the yoke. Yeah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Praise God. Now, if you want the prayer of faith, you want to be anointed this morning for complete deliverance in your body, I want you to step forward, step into the house and step forward right here, and let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can begin to sing that song, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And as you are coming, just believe the Lord. There shall not even cast anything cast their young, nor anyone be barren, saith the Lord. There shall be no sickness or any disease in this place for you that fear my name, saith the Lord. My glory shall radiate upon you from the sun of righteousness. He shall hover over you with healing in his wings. And the anointing shall break the yoke. Now, that's deliverance, not only from physical healing, it's for healing of your mind as well. Because God is not the author of confusion. Sometimes you are confused. You don't know which way to go. The Lord is a dissolver of all doubt. And if you have any doubt in your mind concerning anything, you want to get in on this prayer this morning. But I don't care, you know, it doesn't matter the doctor's reports in here this morning. The Bible says, who shall believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh yes, I am the Lord. I am. Sent my word. Lord, this is I am the Lord, your healer. Oh yes. Now I want you to say, you are the Lord, my healer. I want you to confess it. You are the Lord that healed me. The spirit of infirmity in this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. If it has a name, the name of Jesus is greater. He said, God has given Jesus a name that is above every name. I don't care if it is sickness in your body. I don't care if it is tumor. I don't care if it is cancer. I don't care if it's a cyst, if it's a blockage. The Bible says the name of Jesus is greater. And your body shall be my temple, saith the Lord. Oh yes. And the Lord will not share that temple with sickness and disease. I command the sickness and the diseases and the enemy that has done this to your body. I bind its work in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Lord is present to him. Hallelujah. Oh yes, I am going to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. I want you to just stretch your hands out. I'm going to put this oil on your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want to let you know there is nothing in this oil. It's just a bottle of olive oil. But the Bible says, let them anoint the sick with oil in the name of the Lord. And the disciples went everywhere and anointed with them many that were sick. Anointed them with oil and healed them all. And so we're doing the same here this morning. And the anointing of the Lord is present. And when you receive this oil in your hand, you put it on your head, you put it anywhere you want. And I assure you in the name of the Lord, the Lord is the one that healeth thee. Stretch forth your hand this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Oh, let me put that on your hand, brother. Oh, yes, I believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Believe the Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I don't know if I missed anyone. Now, I felt the compassion of the Lord as I touched some people in there. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to move now. Praise God.
Amen.
Haven't anointed you with oil in the name of the Lord? Father, move upon the people, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible said Jesus in the beginning, the word of God, he spoke, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And I speak the word of the Lord over every one of you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Regardless of the sentence, the doctor's report, or whatever, I speak deliverance.
Amen.
A healing for your body.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And let the health of the daughter of my people be recovered, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord said to the devil, let my people go.
Amen.
It is enough, saith the Lord. Let my people go. Because they have an appointment with me, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I want you to raise your hands and praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now before you go back to your seats, I want every one of you, I'm going to put my hand right here. And when you put your hand in this hand, the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything. Oh, and as we touch hands together, I'm going to believe the Lord with you today. And this is going to seal your miracle, and your miracle shall be permanent in Jesus. If you have any faith, I want you to step up. Put your hand right here in the name of Jesus and believe the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Let's believe the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All glory belongs to Jesus. Now we're going to give the glory to the Lord Jesus. And if you believe that Jesus done something for you, I want you in this next song. I don't want anybody in their seats. I want you out here to jump and shout the victory. And let's believe the name of the Lord. And let's give him the praise. And let's give him the glory. All glory belongs to Jesus. Thank you.